Well, Ricky, I'm back again. And I guess we're going to talk about some of the old people. I see you got visiting relatives when I was young. Robinson's in Mount Vernon. Yes, I remember going there with your mother and our parents and Uncle Will, who was George Alfred's brother, had a wife, Aunt Ida, and of course he was my great uncle. Aunt Ida, his wife, had her, I think it was her right arm, cut off just below the elbow. And my understanding was that that was cut off with an old saw rig that was hooked up to the pulley on the tractor. And she got in the way and her arm got sawed off. But at that time, they were old. I would guess they were in their 60s or 70s then. Boy, it was a junky old place, I'll tell you. With some old apple trees in the back with old green apples on them. I didn't see any animals at all there. And the really, the house had gone to pot. But this was the house that George Alfred grew up in, as far as I know. But when you look at the Mount Vernon history, George Alfred was not even married at that time. So, but like I say, they must have inherited the farm from the parents or something, and it sure went to pot. But of course, they were old at that time. I'm not so sure how old Uncle Will was, whether he was older or younger than George Alfred, but the farm sure wasn't in very good shape. And like I say, I didn't see any animals there. Some old dead apple trees or something out towards the back. But I can remember going there just that once. We might have gone there more than that, but Mount Vernon is over there somewhere around Milford and Wilton in New Hampshire. On the road to Manchester from Marlborough. Okay. Now, about the Proctors, you may look in the Marlborough History that was printed in 1974, the new one, and you will find something under the Proctors there. But I think Jacob had two children, and one of them was Hannah Elizabeth. And I thought she came to Marlborough to teach school, but I'm pretty sure she did that. But whether the Proctors moved here with her or not, it sounds that way because the family history was in the Marlborough history. And everything before that, unless you have some histories of town histories of Alstead or some of those other areas up there, you may not find too much. But and anyway, if we were looking for some Native American people, why, you would never know unless you found some crazy-looking name that said, aha, that's the one that was the Indian. But anyway, I don't know how And I've never seen anything like that, but I'm pretty sure your mother had these town histories, and if you have them all, why, you may be able to find something in there. Okay, now, about the Lawrences in Roxbury, I think I sent an email from Terry's house a few days ago about the Lawrences in Roxbury and how they came into our family. I'll repeat it again. My great grandfather, Wiswold, second wife, was Ruth Lawrence, daughter of Asa Lawrence from Roxbury. And apparently, that's how Grandpa Wiswold got some property up there. This was a woodlot of about 100, 110, 112 acres, right at the corner of the road from Marlborough to Roxbury and the road from Keene to Roxbury. And that was called Middletown Roxbury, and they had a meeting house there right across the road from property known as the Lawrence Lot. And in one corner of the Lawrence Lot, that was the one corner away from the Marlborough Road corner, down some a bit of a distance from the corner of the Marlborough and Keene Road, was on down on the Keene Road, was what they called the town pound. And it took up a corner of that Lawrence Lot property, and it was a square boxed-in area with stone walls around it, and it was known as the pound. Any stray animals were taken to the pound, and then people would come and claim them, any cows or horses or stock like that. And Grandpa Wiswold was very proud of that property up there, and he had a number of bronze plaques put on that pound, on the rocks, on the pound, and as fast as he would put those bronze plaques up there telling the people what it was, somebody would carry it off, rock and all. So I guess he, after the second or third one, he got sick of doing that, and he didn't put any more bronze plaques up there. But that's how you could identify this, is you find the pound, and you'd be in one corner of the property, and the other corner was at the junction of the Marlborough Road and the Keene Road, and one of the other borders of this property was way down towards Marlborough on the road to Marlborough. You crossed a creek, which was called Roaring Brook, and that ran right along that property line of this property. And I'm reading some place in here that this, it was common for all the commercial deals, like the grist mill and the horseshoeing shop, the stables and all that were placed along that Roaring Brook. And I've never been up there to investigate that, but it'd be a good thing to get up there someday and try to find some ruins of some of this commercial stuff up there. But each time I go back to New Hampshire, I go up to that lot. Of course, it's been sold. We sold it, must be as much as 15, 20 years ago. and what we got, what we all considered a pretty high price for it. But anyway, there's a house and a driveway into the lot, and a big house that was built down there. It's interesting. Most of the Roxbury's gone, but I'd just like to go up there sometime and do a little hunting around, maybe even with a metal detector, and see what we could find. But anyway, Roxbury's always interested me, and I, every time in my trip back to New Hampshire, I always try to find some history of Roxbury, and I never could. But I do have a very recently written history of a sort that I'll make some copies of and send along to you. But it's my understanding there never was a Roxbury town history. And you got to remember that the now town of Roxbury is way down off the top of these hills. You probably go up from the new Roxbury as much as 3 or 4 miles before you get to the old Roxbury, and you understand why things were built that way, don't you? Because of Indians and protection, they built the first parts of the villages on top of the hills for protection. They did that with Marlborough, they did that with Roxbury, and the new town of Roxbury is now down mostly on the branch road along the branch river that runs into the Minnewawa, that runs into the pond down there, the place what they call the wreck, where they used to do the wrestling and everything. I forget what the name of that pond is, but the Minnewawa River ran into it. Anyway, that's about all I know about Roxbury and the Lawrences, but I think that's important how the Lawrence property came into the Wiswall family. Now, about the Robinsons in Massachusetts, yes. I have been down to Lunenburg as well as Littleton. You have Littlefield on the outline here, but it's Littleton. And there were some Robinsons in Littleton. There were some Robinsons in another little town called Littleton Common. And there were some Robinsons in a place called Boxborough. Most of these people were farmers, and some of them at Littleton, I remember, had some peach trees. So they must have been along the Merrimack River there. The peaches weren't very big, not very good, but they did have some a lot of the time down there. I remember going down there a couple of times with Mother and Dad and visiting some of those people. I have never stayed in touch with these. Ruth Lawrence Robinson was the secretary treasurer of the committee that set up family reunions, and she had all these people's names down and the dues they paid and this and that and everything, and probably got out some kind of a newsletter every once in a while. But I don't correspond with any of these people now other than Margaret Elwell, whose name is I told you about. She was a girl that was your mother's age, and her name was Margaret Elwell, and now it's Shahey, and I believe I sent you her address. Now, she's one cousin that's still alive. Her brother is still alive. But those people that lived in Littleton and Boxborough, I never corresponded with. Your mother was a good correspondent in our family, and she kept up with these people, and especially this Margaret Elwell Shahey in Framingham. Can you recall specific names and location? I remember a John Robinson and something about peaches, and I do remember visiting another Robinson family in Boxborough that had a huge horse chestnut tree in the yard. And one of the first times we were down there, my older brother Lonnie was with us. You remember he was 4 years older than I was, but he was intrigued with those walnuts that were all over the ground, chestnuts that were all over the ground, and they were horse chestnuts and supposedly poison. And he was kidding one of the boys that lived there, and he said, "I'm going to eat some of those chestnuts. And the boy proceeded to tell him, he says, "Buddy, if you eat some of those chestnuts," he says, "you'll be dead in hell next time you come down here." So that's about all I remember about those people. It's been a long, long time, and like I say, I didn't correspond with them, but I've been to all of these three places in Massachusetts visiting with the parents when I was younger. Okay, that's about enough for now. I guess I ate up another 16 minutes. I'm going to have to find out how many more minutes we got left on here. So, I'll sign off for now and try it again a little bit later. Jan just came in, and I'll visit with her.